Chapter 1. Merry Christmas. It was almost Christmas. Four girls sat by the fire in their living room. There was a lot of snow outside.
Christmas won't be Christmas without presents,
said Joe.
It's terrible to be poor,
said Meg.
Some girls have a lot of pretty things, but we don't have many,
said Amy.
But we have mother and father in this nice warm home,
said Beth.
Father isn't here now,
said Joe.
And who knows when he'll return?
Their father was away with the Union Army. Margaret, or Meg, was 16 years old and very pretty. She had light brown hair and big brown eyes. She liked pretty clothes. Josephine, or Joe, was 15, and she was tall and thin. She had gray eyes and long dark hair. She liked climbing trees and doing things that boys do. Elizabeth, or Beth, was 13, and had brown hair and kind blue eyes. She was gentle and very timid, and loved playing the piano. Amy was only 12. She was lively and happy. She felt important and thought she was very pretty with her blonde hair and blue eyes.
Mother will soon be home. Oh, poor mother. It's snowing outside,
said Beth.
Let's put her slippers near the fire,
said Joe. She looked at them.
These slippers are very old.
I can get her some new slippers with my dollar,
said Beth. This Christmas, the sisters had only $1 each to spend.
No, I can,
said Meg.
No, I am going to buy the slippers for Mother,
said Joe loudly.
Oh, girls,
said Beth quietly.
Let's each buy Mother something, but not anything for ourselves.
She always thought about other people.
All right,
said Meg happily.
I can buy her a pair of gloves,
and I can buy her some handkerchiefs,
said Beth.
Mother likes perfume,
said Amy.
I can buy her a little bottle.
Let's go out tomorrow and buy Mother's Christmas presents,
said Beth. Mrs. March came home and took off her wet coat. She sat down near the warm fire, and the girls sat near her.
I have a letter from Father,
she said happily. She read it to the girls. Father's letter was cheerful and full of love for his girls. He told them to work at home and to wait for his return.
When will he come home, Mother?
Asked Beth.
Not for many months,
said Mrs. March.
He must stay and do his work, and we must work to help all the poor soldiers at war.
After dinner, the girls made socks and gloves for the soldiers. The next day was Christmas Eve. And at 9 o'clock in the evening, Beth played the piano, and they sang Christmas carols. Then they went to bed. Joe got up early on Christmas morning.
Merry Christmas, everyone,
she said happily. The four girls dressed quickly and went to the kitchen. Hannah, the family servant, was already there. There was a special Christmas breakfast for the family on the table.
Merry Christmas, Hannah. Where's Mother?
Asked Meg.
A poor woman came to ask her for some help, so she went to see her,
said Hannah. The girls put their mother's presents in the living room. Just then, Mrs. March opened the front door.
Merry Christmas,
they all said together.
And a Merry Christmas to you,
said Mrs. March.
Listen, girls, there's a very poor woman near here. She and her family came here from Germany. They're immigrants. Her name is Mrs. Hummel, and she has 6 children and a new baby. They have no fire and no food on Christmas Day. Will you give them your breakfast as a Christmas present?
The girls were hungry and looked at the good food on the table.
I'm glad we didn't start eating,
said Joe.
Oh, yes,
said Beth.
We must take it to that poor family.
I'll take the cakes,
said Amy. Cakes were her favorite food, and it was difficult for Amy to give away something she liked.
I'll prepare a nice basket for them,
said Meg.
Good,
said Mrs. March.
When we come back, we can have some bread and milk.
When they returned home, the sisters gave their mother the presents. She was very happy. In the evening, the four sisters performed a play in the attic. Some friends came to see it, too. Everyone had fun and laughed. Joe liked writing stories and plays. After the play, the girls and their friends went downstairs to the kitchen. There were all kinds of delicious food on the table. And there were beautiful flowers, too. The girls were very surprised.
Where did this come from?
Asked Amy.
And the flowers?
Asked Joe.
Mother did it,
said Meg.
No,
said Mrs. March.
Old Mr. Lawrence sent it.
Mr. Lawrence and his grandson live alone in that big house, and I don't think they have any friends,
said one of the girls.
I think the grandson's shy. He stays at home and studies with his tutor.
I heard that he traveled to Europe,
said Amy.
Old Mr. Lawrence knows we helped the Hummel family, and he was pleased,
said Mrs. March.
I don't know him, but I think he's a kind gentleman.